Good morning. It's Monday, August 12th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A head-on crash in Chester County Thursday night killed a rising college freshman, an Abbeville school superintendent, and badly injured her husband, a Greenwood County superintendent. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Abbeville County School District Superintendent Betty Jo Hall was killed in a crash on State Highway 72 around 6 o'clock Thursday night. According to state police reports, an SUV crossed the center line of the highway and hit Hall's SUV head-on. That driver also died in the crash. The Chester County Coroner's Office said Wally Hall, an assistant superintendent at Greenwood County School District 52, survived the crash. He was in intensive care at a Spartanburg hospital at the time of this report. Betty Jo Hall was in the passenger seat. According to the Index Journal newspaper, Hall was a 37-year educator in the Abbeville and McCormick school districts. She was named superintendent in 2017. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
The driver of the other vehicle was 18-year-old Savion White. White was to attend Newberry College on a football scholarship. A South Carolina newspaper is asking a judge to reconsider his decision to allow some court filings to be kept private in a lawsuit between Lander University and its former president. The Greenwood Index Journal reports Circuit Judge Eugene Griffith Jr. signed an order allowing either side to mark documents confidential. Former Lander University President Dan Ball is suing the university, its current president, and its trustees for defamation. Ball's lawsuit said they never released a statement saying a criminal investigation into Ball's conduct and spending ended without any charges. Newspaper attorney Jay Bender says all parties involved in the suit are public, and South Carolina Supreme Court has held that public access to court business goes back to before the U.S. Constitution. The South Carolina Supreme Court has tossed out a large part of a $1.1 million settlement Anderson County paid its county manager when he was let go more than 10 years ago. The court ruled that so many Anderson County Council members should have recused themselves from the 2008 vote on Joey Preston's severance package that there wouldn't have been a quorum. The ruling by Chief Justice Don Beatty says the county can ask for $784,000 of the settlement back, which was paid in cash, and a 2006 vehicle. It can't ask for $335,000 paid in state retirement credits for Preston. A judge will decide what Preston pays back. Preston is now Bamberg County's administrator. The Greenville City Fire Department is giving local citizens ages 18 and up a chance to learn what it's like to be a firefighter. Beginning October 1st, the department will be hosting a 7-week Citizens Fire Academy. The program will include a tour of the facilities, meeting first responders, and hands-on activities, including wearing personal protective equipment, experiencing a fire simulation, extinguishing a fire, and learning CPR and basic first aid. David Kearns, the department's chief of training, says one of the main goals of the class is to save lives and prevent fires in the first place. The program is free. Information is available at greenvillesc.gov/fireacademy. The national average cost for a gallon of gas has dropped. According to AAA, the average price at the pump is $2.64. That's down 6 cents from last week. The Energy Information Administration says gasoline stocks experienced large growth last week, contributing to the price drop. If total domestic stocks continue to outpace demand, the administration says motorists will likely continue to see pump prices drop. Here in South Carolina, the average cost per gallon across the state is $2.31. Also 6 cents lower than last week. The lowest price in the state is in Greenville at $2.24 a gallon, with the highest price per gallon found in Hilton Head at $2.41. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.